Every 10 years, the New York Districting Commission draws up voter districting lines based on the latest census figures. The new maps were presented for a first round of public hearings at the end of the summer for comment, and a new draft is being discussed at a second round of hearings before a city council vote in November. The current draft has split African American and Latino communities, particularly in Spanish Harlem, where proposed redistricting would create smaller council districts in the Bronx and Queens in favor of larger ones in Manhattan, and possibly disenfranchise some voting blocks like Spanish Harlem. If approved, the maps will first be used in the 2013 citywide elections, when the majority of the council seats will be up for grabs because of term limits. There was a hearing at the Schoenberg Center last night and subsequent hearings in Staten Island on October 9th and Long Island City, Queens on October the 10th. Jerry Vandermeer, staff attorney of the Democracy Program at the Asian American Legal Defense and Education Fund, said the Asian community came out in force in the first round of hearings and the maps don't reflect any of the concerns raised.
The main concern was that neighborhood boundaries be respected and neighborhoods not be divided into two, three, four, five different city council districts. The best example is in Queens, Richmond Hill, South Ozone Park, which is a South Asian Indo-Caribbean neighborhood. It's divided right down the middle, right down the major thoroughfare in the community, dividing the community in half. The community came out in full force at the Queens hearing. About 20 or 30 members spoke at that hearing, and nothing was done to remedy the division between the division of that neighborhood. In Brooklyn, in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, the community is divided into four city council districts. The preliminary draft keeps it in four city council districts, even though people came out at the Brooklyn hearing to say, keep our community together, don't divide us into four separate city council districts. All over the city, Manhattan's Chinatown and the Lower East Side, numerous speakers came out at the Manhattan hearing, the first round, and said Chinatown, Lower East Side should be in one district, still divided into two separate districts. So, I mean, there's numerous examples across the city, and it's very frustrating to see that the community was basically ignored. The first round of hearings were basically discounted, and this preliminary draft does not reflect what's needed for the community.
What happens with the commission with the second round of hearings? Then they go back and reformulate the plans, or if they didn't do it the first time, do you think they'll do it the second time?
They've been telling us that there's going to be some more significant changes. That the first draft was really just an exercise in adjusting for population, so that the deviation, the amount of people over and above or below the ideal number for each district is within legal deviations, which is plus or minus 5%. They said all they did that first preliminary draft was adjust for deviation through the population shifts over the last 10 years. That's why the map didn't change too much. Assuming that they're telling us the truth, the second draft should be substantially different. And, we're demanding that it be substantially different. ALDEF and the Latino community and the African-American community in New York City collaborated on a joint map called the Unity Map, a complete 51-district citywide council map, and submitted that to the commission as a proposal. And we haven't seen much of what was proposed in that Unity Map reflected in the draft. We're hoping the second draft will be will look a lot more like the Unity Map, which is does a better job of keeping protecting communities across the city.
Who was that presented to, and you've heard nothing back about it?
So it was submitted to the commission. It's publicly available. It's on our website. It's on the partners who collaborated on the map, which is Latino Justice, Pearl Deaf Puerto Rican Legal Defense and Education Fund, National Institute for Latino Policy, and the Center for Law and Social Justice at Medgar's Evers College. We've publicized it. We had a press conference. It got a little bit of press, but the commission still says they're looking at it, and we'll see if it actually translates into any movement on the lines in the second draft. The second draft is going to be coming out on October 30th, and then it's going to be submitted to the city council on November 5th. That's what everyone who testified at these hearings That's all they asked for. They want their communities to be kept whole. If you have four or five different representatives and you're 10% or 20% of the district, they don't pay much attention to you. They don't need to, because even if everyone from your community comes out to vote, you cannot affect the outcome of the election one way or the other.
Do you think the districting lines are done on that purpose, so that it does weaken the power of the people?
No, absolutely. I mean, it is very political. There's extreme analysis goes into this on, down to the block. If you look at some of the lines, you wonder why it's so, jagged or there's these weird shapes. It's for that reason, for the most part. There are sometimes other reasons that explain that, but, redistricting can really disenfranchise a whole community, and we've seen that. And there are certain laws in place to stop that, but there's a whole gray area in between where, if you don't satisfy certain legal requirements, your community can be divided, chopped up, sliced and diced, and basically redistricted into irrelevancy.
That was Jerry Vandermala, staff attorney of the Democracy Program at the Asian American Legal Defense and Education Fund. For more information about the dates and locations for public hearings, please visit the New York City Districting Commission website. And you're listening to the WBAI Evening News, 99.5 FM in New York, and on the web at wbai.org. I'm Rebecca Miles in New York.